Georgia native Karen Slaughter has written several international bestsellers, and they are not for the faint of heart. These are complicated, tough, and realistic thrillers. Her latest is The Good Daughter. It's about a terrifying event that rips a family apart and their small town. Karen joins me in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I've read a lot of your books. This one feels quite different than any of the others I've ever read. It basically takes a crime after it's solved and explains what happens, the ripple effects of a violent crime. What was the purpose of this particular novel?
Well, it was very pointedly that I set out to do something different. I love crime novels. I'm a crime writer. This is a thriller. So, yeah, a crime is solved, but there's another crime you have to figure out that propels the plot. But I wanted to talk about what violence leaves behind and how people get up the next day who are, you know, family members or even the community. Because anytime you're touched by crime or you witness crime or you're a victim of crime, it changes who you are. And that's always interested me. I mean, people know I grew up in Jonesboro, about 45 minutes from Atlanta, during the time of the Atlanta child murders. And I saw at a very real level how that changed Jonesboro. I mean, we were very far away. I'm obviously not the type, or I don't fit the pattern of the victim of these crimes. But it terrified me. It really changed our lives. And, you know, we weren't even close to what was happening.
What do you think is the specific impact on a small town, which is really, the town itself sort of becomes a character in this novel, but you've written crimes that are based in an urban setting and crimes that are based in rural settings. Is part of it that in a small town there's no escaping, there's no anonymity?
I think that's a big part of it. And I also think, you know, I'm writing about a fictional town in North Georgia. I go up to write in North Georgia. I have for almost 20 years. I love it up there. My dad lives up there. It's a wonderful place. But, you know, this town I go to in Blue Ridge has had some really shocking crimes happen there. And it's really interesting to see how it's changed the fabric of the community when these bad things happen. And you know, sometimes the excuses people make when bad things happen, if it's someone who's an insider who's been there all along, they're much more likely to make excuses for them as opposed to if a crime was committed by an outsider.
And there's also sort of a lot of moral gray area, decisions that people made where you can kind of understand, but it seems like it was wrong. I mean, you're dealing with moral ambiguities in some sense.
Absolutely. And, you know, I looked at this novel after I wrote that opening prologue. I thought this has the potential to have the scope of a Victorian novel, you know, talking about family, society, haves and have-nots, the poverty gap, and just within the crime and punishment arena, you know, you have an indigent client. I write about lawyers. Don't worry. They're not all horrible. it is fiction, right? But just how difficult it is in the criminal justice system for someone to get a fair hearing if they don't have the money to buy that access. So I wanted to talk about all those things. I thought it was important.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with crime novelist Karen Slaughter. Her latest book is The Good Daughter, and she'll be speaking in Woodstock this weekend. Another, not just the event itself, but in terms of examining the real aftershocks, there is an instance of rape, mm-hmm. which is graphic and upsetting, and this is something that not just the victim, but that the rest of the people who surround it don't get over for 30 years. Why did you want to write about rape?
Well, you know, I've written about it in past books. I think the reason it resonates so much, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the most graphic thing I've written about, but I think if you care about the characters, the crimes have more impact on you as a reader. So that's always my first challenge, is to make sure you understand this character, you know who they are, so when something bad happens, you really feel it. But there's a line in the novel where Rusty, the father, is talking about rape. He will defend anyone in his legal practice, but he won't defend rapists because he thinks that rape is a crime that is worse than murder. And I think in a lot of ways it is, because it takes your ease, it takes who you are as a person, it just takes all that away from you. You're never the same again. And certainly there are a lot of people who have experienced this. I mean, hundreds of thousands of women in America, millions in the world who have experienced this crime. And they, I mean, it's amazing how they just have managed to get past it or move past it or, you know, how they deal with it. But it, I think that the fact that they never feel that same ease as they did before is, at some level, just one of the most terrific crimes you can commit in society. There's a reason why it's used as a weapon in war, because it's devastating.
Do you think a thriller as a genre is an escapist genre?
I do. And, you know, it seems counterintuitive because I'm writing about some really tough stuff. But I think on some level, there are a lot of women out there. And, you know, let's be honest, 85% of all fiction buyers are women, and they love their thrillers. Thank goodness for me. And I'm a thriller reader. I love it. And, you know, there's part of it is, thank God that's not me. I think another part of it is, as a woman writing about these topics, I think it's important because especially rape, but murder, and it's, we don't really talk about stuff like that, especially in the South, you know, where we kind of whisper words to each other when horrible things happen. But, you know, with violence against women, if you look at the FBI charts of the from ages 0 to 45 for women, if you look at the mortality rates, in the top five, from 0 to 45, the top, one of the top five reasons people, women die is homicide. And if a woman is pregnant, it's the number one reason, homicide. So it's a dangerous thing to be a woman. And I think being a woman writing about these dangers that all women know about is a bit cathartic for me and cathartic for the reader.
These are very difficult times that we're living in right now, regardless yes. of your gender or politics. And I wonder what you think, how you think the job of an artist may have changed, if it has. The job of trying to help your readers or whomever else, the society at large, grapple with what's happening?
I think primarily for me, my books are to entertain people, right? So if you just talk about as a level of escapism, that's there. But if you want a deeper reading, there's there. One thing I'm very concerned about right now is how divisive everything is. And I grew up in a small town. I write in a small town. I love small towns. But if you look at somewhere like Georgia, you know, the old joke is without Atlanta, Georgia would be Mississippi. And the fact is Atlanta and the metro area's tax base makes small towns possible. You know, our tax dollars subsidize electricity, water, disability, some Social Security, health care, children's lunches, all that sort of thing. And I worry that it's becoming so divisive that people in big cities are going to say, why am I helping people who hate me? And I, that's a big concern for me. I think that we need to work our way back and understand, whether you live in Atlanta or Blue Ridge or anywhere else, we all want to feel safe. We all want to have our kids go to nice schools. We want to have a nice job. We want to feel secure. We all want that. We're all Americans. And I think we need to get back to that, because this separation is very worrisome to me.
So do you end up having people complain about things in your books that you never thought would be divisive? That they
absolutely
take as...
You know, everything is so political now. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine who wrote about a school shooting, Alifair Burke. She's a wonderful writer. She wrote a book called The X. And she said, why are school shootings political now? I just don't understand that. And they are. And there's nothing political about it. A child is murdered. A child is so angry he picks up a gun. That's something we need to talk about as a society, not as a political thing, but as a what the hell is happening thing.
And there's actually a character in your book who is trans. And I thought as I was reading that in the book, it's just not a thing. That's
yeah.
just who that person is. And then I wonder, gee, I wonder if someone's going to read this and think that you're trying to make a political statement.
Probably. But, you know, that character is based on someone I knew in a small town. So, you know, the thing is, I love this line in the book. It's something that my grandmother used to say. Every place has someone who doesn't belong. That's what makes them belong. And especially in small towns, you know, I've been touring in Europe. I've been to Germany and England and the Netherlands and all over. And Europe is basically small towns. And the same cast of characters in these small towns you can find in North Georgia or South Georgia or anywhere, you know, Idaho, name it. You know, you have the family that has a lot of money, the poor family, the kind of shady criminal family, the loose women, the hypocritical pastors, all of that you can find in any iteration in any small town. So when I'm writing about somewhere like Pikeville, which is fictional, I'm very aware that I'm kind of borrowing on people I grew up with and that it's a universal language.
And I mean, we only have a minute left, but another universal theme is this idea of secrets and how harmful they can be to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Which I assume is a constant thriller theme. Like,
well, it's a Southern theme, right? Because I remember my grandmother used to take me to church and she would introduce me to her friends. And as soon as they'd turn around, she'd say something awful like, well, you know, she drinks, right? I mean, when I was at church, everybody had a horrible secret. My grandmother knew it.
And shared it with you.
Exactly.
And then, but when it comes to a thriller, that ends up being something that percolates until it ends up in a crime.
Absolutely.
Which I guess means you have endless material.
That's right.
Karen Slaughter, a crime novelist, of course, international bestseller. Her latest book is called The Good Doctor, a one-off, or we
daughter.
Might... The Good Daughter? And one-off, or we might see this theme again.
Well, there's a short story called Last Breath, but I think they've been through enough.
She's speaking this Saturday at 2 p.m. at Foxtail Bookshop. It's in Woodstock. Karen, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.